This past week, I ran an exercise with my 8th grade students. I asked them, what did they learn from the last 2 weeks in quarantine? What did they learn? What did they take for granted that they didn't realize before? And they had powerful, inspiring, and uplifting answers. They were specific. They didn't realize the gift of going outdoors. They didn't realize the value of social interaction. They didn't appreciate fully their families, their teachers, their doctors, their nurses, seeing what's happening around the world. They're much more appreciative. The idea of Hakaras HaTov, of being Makir Tov, is something that ironically, when we're at times of crisis and tragedy, we find ourselves doing more. When our lives are shaken, and turned upside down, we begin to look at the little things in our lives that we took for granted. Of course, we wish that everyone should have a refuah shleima, and there should be a swift end to what's happening around the world. But there's also this acknowledgement that we might have taken for granted things that have happened in our lives, or things that were going on in our lives. The way that you see these videos of communities around the world, cities, cheering for doctors and nurses, Hatzalah members, people that are risking their lives on the front lines to save us and to save the world. And this is the theme of the Seder. The entire Seder is built on the theme of Hakaras HaTov. You see it, number one, in the beginning. The four kosos, while there's a number of explanations for why we have arba kosos, of course, the arba lashonos of Geula, the times the word kos is used in the story of Yosef, but there's also an idea of four people that bench Gomel, that thank Hashem for saving their lives. You have the one who crossed the desert, the sea, was sick and got better, and left prison. And these are the four ways the Jews experienced leaving Mitzrayim. They went through the desert, they went through a sea of the Yamsuv, they of course left the prison of Mitzrayim, and they were physically and spiritually sick and got better. And this idea of being Makir Tov is thrown not just through the Arba Kosos. And that's why we have the mitzvah of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah on the Leil HaSeder to go ahead and to recreate the stories, because I can only truly be Makir Tov. I can only really be thankful when I go back and I recreate what it was like so that I can feel it. In fact, Rav Kook says the idea of HaGomel was because these people, their lives have to be really shaken about for them to understand and be appreciative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, this is not to belittle what's happening around the world. But at times when things are upside down, when the things that we took for granted are not now no longer available, we can't just walk outside, we can't shake a hand, give a hug, say hello from too close. We realize these things, and that's the theme of the Arba Kosos. It's the theme of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam says, the mitzvah of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, is that we should understand what Hashem does, Migom Lechasadim, how great He was to us, so we should thank Him. The psukim taken for the Haggadah, the key psukim of Arami Oved Avi, were said by a person bringing the Bikurim, because those are psukim of Hakaras HaTov. When the Baal Haggadah was looking for what text he could put in the Haggadah, he chose psukim from Bikurim, because when a person brought Bikurim, a little bit of fruit, a little bit, not an abundance, a little bit, he was tremendously Makir Tov to Hashem. He thanked Hashem for Jewish history and the people tried to kill us, but we're still here. Oh, and I'm bringing my little bit of food. The idea of Hakaras HaTov is throughout the Seder night and throughout Pesach. It's a theme of Dayenu. Dayenu's theme, as many point out, is not just that it would have been enough. It would have been enough to say thank you. Rabbi Nachman Cohen in his great historical Agada points out that it means every line of Dayenu is a moment in history when we failed to say thank you. And we rectify that on Pesach night by being Makir Tov. Halal HaGadol, we say at the Seder. When we say the long Halal with Hodu Lashem and Ishmas is about Hakaras HaTov, thanking Hashem not just for what He does, that He does it for me. And I think this year, out of all years, the nature, the theme, the acknowledgement of Hakaras HaTov should be prevalent at our Sedarim. We should take a moment to truly make lists of what we're thankful for. Go around your family, go around the table, share things. Make a list before Pesach. Make a gratitude journal. It's not just that it's a regular year we're being makir tov, but in this year, our ideas, what's on our front of our minds, is so much more explicit, is so much more profound for what we're thankful for. How we're thankful for doctors and medical teams and our health and going outside and basic necessities, things that we've taken for granted. Rabbi Rimon writes in his Haggadah that when we eat a little bit of karpas, we say thank you. We start our Seder by first appreciating what we have in our lives, even the little things. And through our being Makir Tov, in fact, the Medrash says that the nation that cannot be Makir Tov, that they're Kafui Tov, they can't be the Jewish people. They can't be the chosen nation. So let this be a year in which we're truly Makir Tov, in which we prepare for our Seder night by making lists of what we're thankful for and who we're thankful for. Let this be a year that our nature of Hakaras HaTov is taken to the next level, is done with a sense of deep contemplation of what we're thankful for, and in the hopes that being more Makir Tov can bring a refuah shalema to all those who need, that could bring a geula shalema bekarov, and can bring us all closer together.